Only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends, from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out Napanee Community Kitten Rescue.ca for more information.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Banter. Beat.
Banter. When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Banter. Join us every Thursdays at 1 on the CFRC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Zoa.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter. Banter.
Endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass. They slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru. They stumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jai Guru Deva. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world.
I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. Yesterday, I watched Alien for the first time, which kind of inspired this episode, which is probably, like, that's insane. Like, how could Alien, of all things, inspire an episode? But I was thinking of, like, what if I was thinking of, like, that 50s, I think it was the 50s where they sent a bunch of music and movies and things to space. I was thinking about what I would do, so I, like, came up with a bunch of songs that I would send to space to be like, this is Earth. So what I just had playing was Across the Universe, which, like, on the nose, but the Rufus Wainwright cover, which is awesome. I actually think the Fiona Apple version might be my favorite, but the Beatles and Rufus Wainwright come in second. They're definitely tied. What I have up next is The Tragically Hip with Grace 2, and I wanted to do this one because I thought it was kind of like, if you're really into SNL, it's a little sneak at SNL because this is like the song they played on SNL, and I think it's really what got The Tragically Hip big in anywhere else besides Canada / Kingston. So I was like, well, that would be a really good artist / song to introduce these theoretical aliens to Earth music, because The Tragically Hip was like on SNL, played this song, and that was them basically like being aliens / Canadians introducing their music to the world. So I wanted to do that, and then afterwards, it's Harvest Moon by Neil Young. I just think it's a great song, and if I was sending my little package to space, it would have to be in it.
just like children sleeping. We could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising. Let's go.
I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. I was saying earlier that this is the episode of a bunch of songs that I collected that I would send to space to an alien race that theoretically spoke English and also perceived music the same way we did, which hopefully happens one day. So what I just had playing was Harvest Moon by Neil Young, and then I wanted to do, like, a section of new music that I think is, like, not political, well, in my opinion, apolitical, whatever, but also like sort of doing stuff that hasn't been done before, that's like new and inventive and whatever you want to call it. So I have Wednesday with Wound Up here, followed by Big Thief with Los Angeles, because I love Big Thief and I think they're like super upbeat, just like people music. Like, it's like good music that's like, it sounds like people made this. And then Cameron Winter with Nausicaa, Love Will Be Revealed. I think it's in the name, love will be revealed, and it transcends culture, language, any barriers. So I know it would transcend to my theoretical aliens.
Thank you. and it opens to you every day. It took you in when I pushed you away. It was your lover, it was your mother. And there is so much that I wish I could have been for you somehow. But we don't need to talk about that now. We're finally in a good place, meeting face to face.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. This episode, I made a playlist slash whatever you want to call it of songs that if I was working at NASA, I would send these to out into space, broadcast them out into space to aliens for them to listen to. What I just had playing was Cameron Winter with Nausicaa, Love Will Be Revealed. And then what I have up next is Heavy Metal Drummer by Wilco, followed by Dramamine by Modest Mouse. I know these are like super like, oh, indie, whatever. Aliens aren't going to enjoy these, you might say, but I really enjoy them and I like the production on them and I think they sound really cool. So I would hope that aliens would appreciate it. I know there's not a theme to this like segment of two songs, but I wanted to throw something fun in there. So that's what this is.
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, I wanted to do this episode as if I was working at NASA and I'm sending off songs, broadcasting them out to space, and this is what I would send to those aliens, which was inspired by me watching Alien for the first time yesterday, which is insane that I've gone 21 years without seeing Alien, and I call myself a semi-quasi-fake cinephile because, like, how have I never seen Alien? That's insane. I feel like it's a staple. It's like, come on, do better. I've, like, there's a lot of movies like that that it's like, okay, well, you say you like movies and you haven't seen this, but for some reason in the past week, aliens have been a big theme for me. I just started watching Smallville, like the Superman show, for fun. It's very like August, it's approaching fall, it feels like a it's my new Gilmore Girls, where it's like it's approaching fall, so now I need a fall feeling show, and it feels very fall to me. So, first of all, Alien. Then I watched Alien. That's, like, it. But clearly two instances of Aliens in a week is kind of insane. So, I had to do it. Anyway, what I have up next is Cupid Daylock by the Smashing Pumpkins. But this is, like, they called it the BT 2012 mix. I'm not entirely sure what that means. I probably should have looked it up, but I think it's a neat little, like, remix type thing that aliens would enjoy because it feels like what space sounds like to me. And then I have When I'm Thinking About You by The Sundays, one of my favorites of all time. Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. I have two songs left on this very special alien-themed episode, sort of. I had like a little conversation with my dad about this episode, and he was like, are you gonna do it like you're trapped in space and this is what you're listening to, or like this is what you would send to space? And so I did decide this is what I'm sending to space, but I would like to do an episode where it's like desert island type thing, where it's like this is the only stuff you can ever listen to again. But that's really hard, that's really tough. Like, I don't think I'd be able to pick some. In the last time I was speaking, I don't know if you guys heard, there was like crumpling of paper, and it's because one of my posters, I'm recording this from my room, one of my posters fell down, and I think it's really like funny, and maybe I'm a big believer in like fate and all of that stuff, but the poster that fell down as I was speaking is my like celestial space zodiac poster. Which, like, again, instances of space and aliens, everything is connected, clearly. Which brings me into why I had to say this story. Because one of the last two songs is Call It Fate, Call It Karma by The Strokes, which is just, like, one of my favorites of all time. And if I were to share a little capsule of music from Earth, it would have to be on there, along with I'm Not in Love by 10cc. I just, like, they're two of the songs that are so good for me, and it's just, like, I'm at a loss for words when I think about them. It's, like, that Fade Into You, which is, like, okay, basic, whatever, you're boring, but it is up there. There's a couple other ones, like, I could think about, but absolutely insane. I just think it would be, like, super sick. Also, I wanted to be like call back to Cameron Winter with the love theme, because I think that all you need is love, and we just need to put out love into the world. And if I'm sending music to aliens, I want it to be the kindest and most warm and loving type of music you can get. That's pretty much it for me this week. It's been a lot of rambling about aliens and whatever else. I'll be back next week, 4 p.m. Tune in.
Thank you. it's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no.
Have you ever been to extended family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support